This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let me start with this. I'm not offended. I'm not bothered. So you can save the text. Oh, he did it just to bug you. Didn't bug me at all. Zero. Didn't bother me at all. But I did raise this on the Twitter machine. Please follow us at @Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. This is AI. The White House, by the way, put this out. Not, you know, some goofball in Elkville, Indiana, and Donald retweeted. Remember when he used to do that? He would just retweet some random one. Sometimes it'd be some of the worst stuff. He's not doing that. Whitehouse.gov, Donald as the next pope. Me personally, I was not bothered. Were you? As a Catholic, Bob.
As a Catholic, I saw the image and said, all right, it's just done being done. Fine. Move on.
Yeah. And there were Catholics I talked to this weekend who thought the exact same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one who thought that was blasphemous. Okay. So there's not this idea that there's uniformity among all Catholics on this, or that no one can have an opinion about this unless you're Catholic, is absurd. Okay. Again, I'm going to repeat again. Not bothered at all. But let's just be honest. If Barack Obama would have done the same thing, Barack Obama with AI while he's president as the Pope, what do you think the reaction would have been? Come on.
I have a feeling... Those on the writer side of the political aisle would not have taken it as kindly, perhaps.
Not at all.
As they did with Don. Now, to be fair, the idea of Barack Obama or George W. Bush or pretty much any other president aside from Donald Trump putting that out is a bit of lunacy, I think, to begin with.
No chance.
Yes.
But like a comedian? Sure. A comedian would do that.
Sure.
Couldn't you see, like, somebody who's current right now, you know, trying to promote their show as the next pope?
Got an idea for the next pope. Yeah. Boom, there it is.
Yeah. And, by the way, if you're bothered by it, you're totally – your call. You can be. For a lot of people, that is a line for them that's too far to cross. I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong about that. I'm just saying, for me, this was more – a joke, right? But let's just be consistent. If Barack Obama does that, Fox News has not stopped with their coverage since it happened. Who is it? By the way, this is the guy in Barack Obama who attends church every Sunday, by the way. Donald, I don't even think he attended it on Easter. But he's got the evangelicals in the palm of his hand.
Well, he's in the palm of their hand with the Trump Bible, too.
Yes.
That's always nice. It's his favorite book. He owns many.
Yeah. That is it. If this is Joe Biden, a Catholic who also attends church every week, if he would have done that, you know who would have been the first person to rip him? Donald John Trump. He would have played it up. He would have said, I would never do something like that. He just last week, what did he say? I brought religion back to this country. Where did it go? You know, the people who are going away from religion are younger individuals. They're not. And by the way, younger individuals might be 40, 50, like 30, 40s, right? Donald hasn't brought religion back. What he's done is he's found evangelicals who picked him over all the candidates when he was running in 15, 16, and they still love him, even though parts of his life, his personal life, don't exactly follow the core tenets of the Bible. Let's just be honest. But he has convinced them he's their guy. If Obama, Clinton, or Biden would have done this, there would be religious protests outside the White House continuously. Who are you to compare yourself? This is a line you can't cross, and you are fake in your love of religion. Have I mentioned it didn't bug me at all? I'm just trying to call out hypocrisy. And by the way, there absolutely unequivocally can be times when the hypocrisy is strong on the left. I'm not saying the left is flawless. My God. I mean, I want no part of the far left with my politics in any way. But I just want us to be a bit more consistent. Do we have to just be such ideologues, even on jokes? Like an AI thing. It's what? Why did this happen? One, he likes trolling people. That's a given, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, he loves when his ego is stroked.
Yes.
Right? Three, he just wants to be out there all the time. So I mean, even the next day, what did they do? They had him as some Star Wars guy who was all jacked up and pumped up, you know? And that's not going to have the potential reaction that this might have.
From the Star Wars community? This might.
That's actually,
ask Cook when he gets in here.
Oh, yeah. We've got something for you, Cook. But am I right? I'm right on this, correct? If this is Obama. And just, if you're going to laugh at it, laugh at it. If you're going to be outraged by it no matter what.
Yes, but you can't do that nowadays. Everything has to go through the political prism, right? I mean, how many times... jokes aside, you know, AI images aside, how many times have you made this same argument? Can we just be consistent about, you know, a politician getting in trouble for something they do? It goes back years. It goes back decade.
Yeah, but I think it's worse than ever now. I really do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
Maybe slightly, but I think...
Maybe just because Trump is such a dividing person.
It could
person.
Be, but I think right. You know, you could go back two decades at least, and you'd be saying the same thing of, you know, a righty gets in trouble, typical Republican, or a lefty gets in trouble, typical Democrat.
We have more platforms to express that.
Exactly.
Now, right.
Okay. We can all be louder about it.
Okay, what do you want to say about the inconsistency on this one? And maybe were you outraged by this? Do you find this... a line too far? And I get there are many out there who do. Cardinal Dolan, who Donald Trump has a good relationship with. I mean, they're New York ties. Even he said that's a bit too far. Are you a lefty who laughed at it? Are you a conservative who thought, Donald, what are you doing? And come on, if you're a Trump supporter, just admit. If you liked it, just admit if Obama, of all people, did it. You know what Trump would be saying? Who's he? Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, a guy who actually goes to church, who got into a lot of trouble because his reverend said some insulting comments, and he deserved criticism, did Barack Obama, for sitting there service after service after service when Reverend Wright was offering up some of his awful comments. Okay. 651-461-9226. Stretch Lab is on the docket. This was a weekend when Dave was just talking about a shoulder issue. There's a Stretch Lab near Dave Harrigan. There are 11 locations for Stretch Lab. You find them all at stretchlab.com. You go in there with that shoulder issue. I go in there with my side issue. You go in there with the lower back issue. You go in there and you feel good and say, why am I here? I want to stay ahead of any aches and pains. I was running this weekend. I loved it. I want to make sure the hamstrings don't tighten up on me. I don't want to have any glute issues. They'll work with you. You're a golfer. You went out there this week and you went, it wasn't hitting it quite as far. Go to Stretch Lab multiple times. Guess what? That 7-iron might go 160. Maybe it's going 150 this week, and maybe it goes 160. They will help you out no matter your age, no matter your issue. They're friendly, well-trained folks, and half off, I repeat, half off your first visit. For me, a customer, 6 years. Love it. StretchLab.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Linda's Time Check. It's time to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 75% off installation labor through May 31st. Shipper Scoggins, early next hour. Wolves Warriors, the highlight, but we'll get to the Twins and the Wild also. Billy Guerin, by the way, our exit interview with Mr. Guerin tomorrow, 2:05 on the show. We're talking Donald Trump and the AI photo that was put out by the White House. So when he's saying today, I didn't even know about it. Yes, he did. 1,000%. Where AI has him as the next pope. I'm saying to me, I was not bothered. And I understand why other folks are bothered. I just want you to be honest for the folks who are Trump supporters. And you're absolutely entitled to be as much a Trump supporter as you want. 100% your call. If Barack Obama did that, 98% of you would be outraged. Just be consistent. Just be consistent on this one. Among the slew of texts coming in, I would love even more. Thank you so much for listening, and keep texting, 651-461-9226. It would be one thing if he did this in his first term. Right after the Pope died is exceedingly distasteful. Timing of it, Dave. You said you're not bothered. Does that part of it bother you?
No, because... I mean, this is when you would make the joke, I guess. When people are wondering who's going to be the next pope. All right, as a Catholic, I'm not offended. I just, whatever. Okay, it's Don being Don. It's the White House being the White House. It's a clown show at times, often, however you want to look at it. Whatever. Move on.
This is the time to do the joke. That's it. Let's not normalize the complete disrespect the president shows. More tech. Trump has no sense of humor, but I thought it was funny. More text. All these are texts from you folks. Joe Biden says he's Catholic, but the Catholic Church and the Pope have never been happy with him on his pro-choice stance. Sure. That is true. Just like Pope Francis was not happy with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on their treatment of immigrants. So you're going to have some disagreements, that's for sure. Any idea what Vice President Vance had to say about this? Of course, he defended it and loved it. And, of course, if a Democrat would have done that, J.D. would have crushed them. He can post this stupid, disrespectful photo as Trump, but as a U.S. citizen, I offended he did this president coming out of the White House. Not how I want my president to represent my country before the world. Not funny. This is a text. Please, Donald, as the Pope, that picture is discussed in the post, just been buried. This is a president of the United States, not a comedian. What about that part? That when we're talking about this and I'm saying a comedian, the fact that he has this position, you just can't do that.
I think it's stupid. And like I said, I think the White House can turn into a clown show at times and par for the course. Okay, yeah. Fine. I'm moving on. I don't care anymore.
CBS Susie Chip Scoggins, CCO.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.